You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Precarious, that's the word I would use right now, with AFC Totten having a 2-1 lead here at Slimbridge. Myself, Doug Webber, and my co-commentator, Benjamin Rees, sitting here in the stand at Thornhill Park, hoping for a little bit more attacking prowess from AFC Totten in the second half. Good afternoon and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's matches. As I mentioned, Benjamin Rees alongside me. Just waiting for the teams to come back out. It looks like Slimbridge's Luke Smith is the first player out. What's Jimmy Ball going to have been saying in that halftime dressing room?
There's a lot of good stuff, but I think it's the same mantra that he's preached a lot since coming in, in that we need to constantly be on that same level. It's no good playing well for half an hour and then having 15 minutes off, because as you've seen, just momentary lapses for a minute or two, you can get punished, and especially if you're a little bit profligate in front of goal, it's never really a recipe for success.
And as we mentioned, in the first half, 2 points for AFC Tottenham through Brett Williams and Jordan Rugay, and it was looking rosy.
It was indeed. First one, a long ball over the top, Ethan Taylor took it into the box, cut it back, set it for Brett Williams on a plate. He couldn't really miss, getting a nice little wave from Craig Hobbs, our club photographer. And the second one, Brett Williams this time turned, provided a nice little interplay with Jordan Rugay on the edge of the box. Little back heel slipped him through and he drilled it into the bottom corner. And it looked for a long time like, you know, it was going to be 2-0. But then on a counter-attack, Hawes forced Skriniar's into a good save. The ball was put behind and then Ben Hands whipped in the corner. And Mbunga might have got a touch on the way through as it nestled into the far corner. So Slimbridge AFC 1, AFC Tottenham 2 is your halftime score.
Yeah, I was having a little chat with Adam Lawrenson at halftime, the kit man. His birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Ads. I was chatting to him at halftime and he was like, actually, they could have had 3 or 4, could Slimbridge, if it wasn't for a couple of excellent saves from Amadeus Skriniars to, well, kind of keep us in this game to some extent.
I think they're saves that you would expect a keeper of his quality to make. But again, you do see them not be made, not just at this level, but higher up the pyramid as well. And, you know, we could have easily had a few more as well. It's the sort of game where you feel like there could well be more goals in the second half. And thus, by saying that, I've almost inevitably jinxed us for this half to be a bore draw.
Well, I would take a bore draw. That would lead us to victory. But as we said, it would be nice to see a bit more attacking football from the AFC Tottenham boys and a bit more confidence in their shooting.
Yeah, there is one more goal to tell you about in the league. At the top end of the table, where Cirencester took a goal, scored on the stroke of half-time through Benjamin Whitehead to put them 1-0 up at Poulton Rovers, but with the two sides above them winning at the moment, Cirencester stay third in the table.
Exactly. So either way, it looks as though they will be getting a home draw in the playoffs.
That's guaranteed, whatever happens in their game today, because they're 4 points ahead of Winchester.
Very true. Very true. So either way, they will be getting a home draw, but whether they finish second or third is all to be decided. As we get back underway here, Slimbridge kicking off, shooting from right to left in this second half in their all-blue kit. AFC Tottenham in their fluorescent yellow, shooting from left to right. Little push there from Ethan Taylor, and it will be a free kick just inside the Tottenham half for Slimbridge AFC.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me to see Slimbridge try and start the second half first, see if they can get an early goal in to take us back on level terms. And for Tottenham, I think you have to be expecting the other side to come out of half time, you know, raring to go. And I think you need to make sure that you match that intensity.
So free kick to be taken, launched long, looking for Smith. It's headed inside and Bunga's there, surrounded by bodies, and it comes off Smith. And I think it might have hit Tommaso in a delicate position there, because he's on his haunches, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going over to get a little bit of attention. And one of the Slimbridge players is saying, I didn't think you needed to stop the game for that.
I'm not sure how much Andrew Hanley can help in this situation.
No, I think the flag has gone up for offside rather than for anything that happened there.
Yeah, I think it was for earlier in that play, potentially. But the decision has been made, so it will be a free kick to AFC Tottenham. And Andrew Hanley's there. It's nice to see Adi Olamiwa having a little laugh there with William Hawes.
Yeah, the opposition captain going over to check that Alan Tommaso, who's fulfilling the role for AFC Tottenham this afternoon, is all right.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be fit to continue.
I'll be honest, it feels like Alan Tommaso could carry on through pretty much anything, although to say he's walking gingerly would be a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, you could say that indeed. So it will be Amadeus Skriniars with this free kick from a yard inside his goal area. As we just see Steve Brookwell returning to his position in the second half. Looking very
cold.
Well, no, he looks... I was going to say he's looking very dapper in those shoes, but they're like his black crocodile skin shoes.
Oh yeah, his signature shoe.
His signature shoe.
Ah, we've been bought little muffins.
Oh my gosh, Brenda, you star. A chocolate chip muffin. Well, there we go.
The best thing is they're Benji-sized.
They are. And there's a good ball over the top here by Waterfield. We have got football to commentate on here. Isiaga Cabra on the right-hand side. Thought he was going to come away with that ball, but he's just dispossessed. And they will be able to get rid of that ball. And it's the goal scorer, Ben Hans, who lashes it long. Tommaso wins that header, only to Turner, though.
Don't think we really called Turner's name in that first half at all.
And Tommaso, giving the referee an earful, didn't like the way that that decision was made. Just being told to calm down by his teammates, and it will be Hans with this long throw here.
I wonder if he's running a little bit hot-headed after taking the full impact of the ball to the euphemism.
Yeah, to the part. Parts. It's Regay on the far side now, heading out towards that far side. He's dispossessed there by Smith. It's a good sliding challenge.
It's for a forward, that's a really good challenge.
Cleared away by Medway, though. Taylor's underneath it, but it's headed by Spark. Slimbridge have started well in this second half. And I think Medway is just trying to see it out of play. And it is a goal kick.
Yeah, he's done that well. Just using his physicality and his body shape just to make sure that there was no way that they could nip through to nick that ball away. I was just going to say on the muffin. So when I say they're Benji-sized, I mean they're small. Not that they're actually the size of me, because that would be a lot of muffin.
Wow, can you imagine?
Right, I know I've got muffin tops, but that's ridiculous.
Just saying that Harrison Reed is still joining us for the second half. Good to have you with us, Harrison. It's bad enough being ill, but now I'm missing out on muffins. Yes, you are. Yes, you are indeed missing out on, a muffin each. But we are grateful nonetheless. And a little bit of the magic spray being applied to Luke Smith. Oh, he does look a little bit ginger there.
What is in the magic spray?
Cold stuff.
Oh, okay. That answers my question.
Cold stuff and magic.
Of course, can't forget the magic.
Can't forget the magic. Sometimes there's a sponge of magic. You take a photo of the muffin. Oh, you can take a photo of the muffin. Richard Matthews, who's on the Twitter, looking to get a photo of my muffin. That clearance goes straight out of play there from Skriniars, and it will be a Slimbridge throw.
Yeah, just inside our half here. I forgot to start the clock for the second half.
I've started mine, don't worry. And so has Richard Matthews. He started his as well.
And so has Ben Rocky Adams. So between us, I think we've got enough clocks going.
Yeah, I think we have.
Goal kick's been given to Skriniars, and I don't think Slimbridge were particularly happy about
that. No, I don't think they were. So, giving it short to Olamiwa. Olamiwa's just walking with the ball, coming up nice and slowly. Gives it across to his centre-back partner, Medway. And Cab is on his bike here, and it's a good first touch on the thigh. Can he get the ball into the box? It's a poor ball, and it just rolls into the hand of Adams.
Yeah,
but
I like that he wants to get the ball into a dangerous area, but there was no venom on that delivery at all. Far too comfortable for the keeper, Adams, to deal with.
Medway heads the ball to Regay, and there's a hefty challenge there. Both Waterfield and his opposite number, Ben McLean, were going for that ball. And there's a hefty connection in the back there on Waterfield, but Waterfield not requiring treatment, and he's able to get back up onto his feet.
Yeah, both number eights challenging for the ball. Waterfield clearly got there first, and as he was up in the air, got a fair bit of a barge in the back.
Just seeing the referee heading over to the dugout of the home side, and he's taking exception with one of the members of the standing in the technical area. Not sure who it is, but clearly not happy with something.
Wonder if the official on that side's, you know, obviously he's in earshot of everything. So I wonder if they're maybe being a little bit mouthy.
Maybe.
That's often what it is when the referee goes over to a dugout.
Olamiwa gives it to Taylor. Taylor gives him a death stare there, but Taylor's won the ball back here and he's been able to play in Waterfield. Waterfield to Williams, and Williams looks to play it over the top for Waterfield, and Waterfield puts his head in his hands, thought that ball was going to come through to him.
Yeah, it's a really clever ball to bisect the centre-backs there from Williams, and it was a good recovery to just take the no-nonsense approach and punt it behind from the corner. And we have seen a goal go in from this corner quadrant almost directly.
And by a left foot.
It is indeed, and it's going to be the left boot of Jake Adams, I think,
yes,
who's gone over to take it.
Yeah, who likes taking these set pieces, and we can see that Ian Willis is ready with his camera for this goal mouth action. Let's hope it's worthy of it. Jake Adams standing over this ball, plays it into the box. It's deep. Williams is there, as is Olamiwa, but it's headed away from danger. And I think it's going to roll out of play, and it will be a throw-in to AFC Totten over near the away dugout.
Yeah, Harry Brookwell trying to get on his... looking a little bit Spider-Man-y, kind of lumbering off the bench. You know what I mean? When it's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
You know, no, the Spider-Man walk? You've done that warm-up before?
No.
Oh, it's where, like, you put one... You, like, put your arms out in front of you, and you put... You walk... You'll know it when you see it.
Yeah, we'll get you to do a demonstration
Twitter
later.
It works really well on radio, doesn't it?
yeah. Regay, there. That's a good challenge there by Taylor. It somehow found its way to Waterfield. A little bit isolated, though. Looking for his options. Finds Kapugamu. Kapugamu out onto the right-hand side, and it's Adams. Cuts inside onto that stronger left foot. Finds Taylor. It's trapped in his feet. Finds Adams. Can Adams shoot? Oh, and it's off the top of the bar, where the bar meets the post. It's as close to getting it into the top bin as possible, and it's come off the metalwork, and it's gone out for a goal kick.
Yeah, got the ball into Ethan Taylor in the area, couldn't quite get it out of his feet, eventually managed to. Just again on the back heel, rolled it into the path of Adams, took the shot on first time, and it fizzed through the defence and ricocheted off the angle of the goal before going over.
What a great chance to make it three there for AFC Totten. Headed by Kapugamu. Williams looking to challenge for it, but it's headed away from him. And now Waterfield and Kapugamu work together to win that ball back. Now Adams out on this right-hand side. It looks like him and Cabra have swapped sides. And Kapugamu not able to get there. And it looked a little bit like he had pulled up. Oh, yes. It looks like Kapugamu's pulled up there. He's just given a signal to the bench, and that doesn't look good. Pascal Kapugamu, it looks as though he's pulled up, and it looks like Callum Bourne is readying himself to come on.
Callum Bourne will slot in either as the right centre-back, or they'll transition to the back four.
Is that your muffin that you can hear?
No.
Yeah, Pascal Kapugamu is walking off. It's going to be the first change of the afternoon, and it will see Kapugamu go off, and it will be Callum Bourne joining the fray here for the away side. And that's an early change in this second half. So we'll see whether that changes much. But it looks as though at the moment he's slotting into the right centre half role.
Yeah, they got him ready to play pretty quickly. So I wonder if at half time Kapugamu was saying, you know, maybe just feeling it a little bit, seeing if he can carry on.
Yeah. Ball played through there by Smith, but all the way through to Skriniars, who rolls it out to the left wing back, Jordan Regay. That's a loose pass, and it's given away. And Slimbridge are able to win it, but Kapugamu works hard and wins it back. But his clearance comes off the back of Tommaso.
Regay, not Kapugamu, because Kapugamu.
Sorry. I mean Regay, of course. And now Olamiwa's gone down holding his ankle. Turner puts the ball into the box, but Olamiwa heads it away. But it looks like he's one-footed at the moment. And a player's gone down there, and he's looking for it, is Luke Smith. And that is a poor attempt to fool the referee there. No contact in that at all.
Yeah, both players challenging for the ball with a high foot. It's one of those where often if a player does get there first and the foot comes through from behind, it can give away the penalty. But I don't think they actually caught each other, and they just caught the ball.
Medway wins that header and Tommaso wins the second ball. I thought there was a handball there by Smith, but it's not given by the referee as the breeze just picks up here in Gloucestershire.
I'm about to put my gilet on.
You might have to, yeah. If you are just joining us here on Stags Radio, 11 minutes into this second half. And the referee's calling over Taylor.
It's Tommaso.
Or was it? It is Tommaso. I think it's Taylor made the challenge, but I think it's Tommaso that's being called over because of maybe.
No, I think it was Tommaso that made the challenge. Was it? Just a little push.
Was it?
Yeah. You got your eyes on?
I'm not sure if I have. I'm trying to swap this wire because this buzzing's really getting to me.
Oh right, I see. Yeah, so just a little push as the ball was delivered there from Tommaso, and the referee just calling him over, thinking that okay, maybe he's running a little bit hot, so just try and cool him down. Free kick's going to be delivered from deep with a left foot. Olamiwa gets his head on it, but I think this is going to go behind, and it's going to be a corner to Slimbridge. They scored their first directly from a corner from this side. Of course, at the other end, it would be from their right corner, whereas now it's from their left.
I think we're back, and you know what? Still buzzing. Don't worry, it might be my headphones. It might be my headphones. Either way, we're still buzzing. So it's going to be a corner played into the box here, and it's headed just off the top of the head of Williams, and it's palmed away there by Skriniars, and that was going into the top corner there, and it took a last-ditch challenge there by Tommaso to get rid of that ball.
And that's what Adam Tommaso does. He just puts his body on the line. Doesn't matter that he'd taken a hefty blow earlier, sliding in there to stop the shots at close range. And Slimbridge, they are posing a threat from the set piece. Harrison Reed agrees that it might just be your headphones.
It might just be my headphones. Oh, it's stopped now. Hey, it's stopped. We're good. Ladies and gents, we are sorted. And thank you very much to Kev, the Lord Voldemort.
There's been another goal at Lymington. And Jonathan Davis has put Froome Town 2-0 to the good. So it looks like they've got that second spot all but sewn up now.
You would think so.
Winch would have just cleared one off the line.
Not good.
Sounds like it's all Bristol Manor Farm in that game, but while it's still 1-1, there's a chance.
So, a little bit of movement at the back here from Hans, and it's cleared away. And it's headed high by Callum Bourne, and Tommaso's chasing it down. Just, as you said, getting his body into everything here. Bourne having to do some work here to meet Turner. And gets the ball out of play, and it will be a throw into Slimbridge.
Yeah, we're seeing Turner as a bit more of an attacking threat in the second half than we did in the first. It's not being penned back in his own half a little bit as the referee. He's just going to call them to, you know, stop taking a couple of liberties with the placement of this throw-in.
Yeah, and knows that Hans is going to be taking a good few steps. And there's a push there in the back from Williams on Waterfield, and it will be a free kick. So it's about 5 yards outside of the AFC Totten penalty area. Just taking their time with it, our AFC Totten here. Just seeing the players switch back, Cabba's back out onto this right-hand side. And
I think that's been more effective for the Stags.
Yeah, I think, Adams is very able to cut inside.
It just gives the Stags that more width.
Yeah, I think that's right, going on the outside. And that's onto Adams' head almost there. And Spark wins that header, but apparently it's come off Adams and it will be a Slimbridge throw. I think I'm going to have my cupcake.
Oh, you'd call it a cupcake rather than a muffin.
The same. Well, tell me what the difference is and I will let you win.
I will not, because I cannot. Here's it's going forward, and Olamiwa does really well to cut that out. And there's a late challenge there from Mbunga, and Olamiwa's going to win a foul. A couple more goals to tell you about. Craig Duff, who of course scored two against us in that first game against Biddeford and very nearly grabbed a hat-trick, has put Biddeford 2-0 up at home to Mangotsfield. So as it stands, I think it's going to be Barnstable at the foot of the table and Biddeford in the penultimate position. I think you've got your own back on Kev a little bit there.
Yeah, he had the muffin case on his head. There's a serious football match going on here. If you are just joining us on Stags Radio.
I'm not used to this heckling.
Ball over the top here, and it's going to roll through to Skriniars. If you are just joining us on Stags Radio, 16 minutes into this second half here at Thornhill Park. Slimbridge 1, Totten 2 is the latest score.
There's a lot of interest in the muffins. They are chocolate chip muffins.
And they are delicious.
They were good.
They are delicious. And there is a photo on Twitter if you're that interested.
Ollie Bailey's just fired over for Winchester, so they're not giving that game up without a fight either.
No, and we need Winchester to do us a job. Maybe the Mr. Feeney to do another job. There's this ball through here to Taylor, clipped over the top, looking for Williams. It's headed away, but Adams is there to collect the second ball. Can he find a teammate? Little overlapping run there by Waterfield. Regay inside to Adams, met by Mbunga. Adams still has the ball, gives it to Waterfield, and he has it back. Adams still there on the far left-hand side as we look at it. The far side as we look at it. Adams gives it back to Regay. Regay into the box here. Can he find a player? And it's gone out of play, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, just really nice touch to take it inside. Had the speed, but it just ran a little bit too strong.
I just hear that Norwich have conceded a third, and they're now 3-0 down at home to Newcastle, which is always lovely news to be told.
Oh. It's exciting for some of us.
Some of us, yeah. So it will be a goal kick here. Lewis Adams to take it. Launches it high. It's won by Olamiwa. Cabba's underneath it. He wins the first header, but it's come off Tomato, and it will be a throw-in to Slimbridge. We will be keeping you up to date with everything that's going on. just seeing that Harrison Reed has put into the Podbean chat. If you do want to have a look, click on the link that he's put in. You can see the Stags Radio muffin. Smith with a loose touch there, and Medway wins it, but it's given it away. And Mbunga inside to Smith. Little bit of pressure to deal with here for AFC Totten. Out on the far side, and it's played high into the air, and it's good defensive header there by Waterfield. Chances here. Can they get a shot away? And it's deflected, and it will be a corner ball to the home side.
Yeah, whether it would have been on target, I'm not sure, but you can't take that risk. Get the deflection in early. See if you can make sure that there's no threat of it going in on goal, and defend resolutely for the corner.
It looks like Shaq Gwengwe might be getting ready, but at the moment it's going to be the first substitution of the afternoon for Slimbridge here. And it looks like it's going to be 10, Smith. And it looks like it was going to be, was it 15?
It's 15.
Jamie Martin coming on for Smith. Smith's been fairly lively, but just got a little bit hot-headed recently.
Yeah, and again, try and eliminate the problem before it develops.
That's a very nice, neat way of describing it.
It was all right, yeah. Just getting the final checking over from the assistant. Coming on now, ready to potentially cause a threat for this attacking corner here for the hosts.
Does look like Shaq Gwengwe might be getting ready. Just sitting on the bench there, but he's got his jacket stripped off. So it will be this corner to be taken on this near side by Yeo. It's deep. There's a free header, but it's over his head. It might have just flicked off the top of his head, actually, and it's gone out for a goal kick.
Yeah, results the same regardless, because there was no Tottenham player getting a touch. Trying to get a deep cross to the back post. Just got too much on it.
Georgina Young saying that you're on the Stags... Oh, the Stags Radio Twitter. Yeah, no, it's on the AFC Totten Twitter.
At AFC Totten.
At AFC Totten on Twitter.
And on... I'm trying to think, what other social media channels do people use?
Oh, very nice. Well, you can find us... have a little look at AFC Totten TV on YouTube. Some great work there by Harrison Reed. We've got TikTok.
Which I still don't understand.
We've got TikTok, we've got Instagram, and we've got Facebook. And just make sure you go and find the official versions of all of our social media accounts.
And you can find more information as to everything the club's doing on our website, which is afctotten.com.
Correct. And some great stuff on afctotten.com at the moment from Ben Rocky Adams and among others, Graham Lysett as well.
Yeah, even when the football season ends, there's still loads of stuff going on. Loads of events going on at the club.
There's a boxing event coming up, which will be great. That'll be on the pitch at the Snows. So make sure you support the events throughout the summer. There's going to be some great events coming up.
Are they not going to put a ring up first?
They are going to put a ring up. But I think there's also some live music coming up on the stadium in the stadium as well. So keep your eyes on afctotten.com and the Twitter. Slimbridge with the ball at the moment. McLean finds Yeo. It's played into the box first time. Skriniar's just an unconvincing punch there, and he's dispossessed.
He wanted to catch it, and I think it was a little bit further away from him than he realised. So got a punch on it to get it immediately out of danger as Jake Adams now trying to burst down the left, but the ball's going to drift out of play.
Yeah, not able to keep it in play there, and this will be the change, and it looks like it's going to be number 7 to come off, which is going to be Cabba. And he's going to be replaced by number 12, which is Shaq Gwengwe. I can understand that because Kappa's not got into the game as much in this second half.
No, struggled a little bit there. Maybe it's a mixture of not playing as many minutes as those around him, so he doesn't have that match fitness necessarily. But he worked hard, played an instrumental part early on in the game as well. And now Gwengwe is going to get a chance to state his case from the bench.
And Gwengwe has been playing pretty well recently, has Shaq. He's been involved in the last, well, he's been involved in an awful lot of games recently. Apart from one unused substitute appearance, he's been involved in the last 25 games, in 24 of the last 25 games.
Yeah, and Harrison Reed giving us some info from the Creek where Simba Malambo is coming on for Winchester.
Oh, he didn't start. That's interesting, but we know he can score goals, scored a hat-trick recently. So, come on, Simba Malambo, do us a favour. This is a ball here to Ragay. Ragay finds Waterfield. Waterfield looking for Gwengwe. It fires its way back to Waterfield. He's in the box still. Can he find an option? He blazes it across. Can't find Williams, though, and Ragay's there. And it's cleared away from danger. But Skriniars is coming out for it. He's going to have to do something with it. Yeah, he launches it high into the air.
I thought he might have misjudged it for a second there, but he got a hell of a boot through it, and Slimbridge can't control it on the counter.
No. A little bit of an edgy moment there. But as we mentioned, Gwengwe has got 2 goals in the last 4 games in all competitions and 3 in the last 7. So he can chip in with a goal, can Shaq?
He certainly can. And I tell you what, one more goal here for the Stags just to open up a bit more of a cushion would certainly not go unappreciated.
And look, it's nice when you can bring on a substitute who has 7 league goals and 16 goals in all competitions this season, like Shaq. It's not a bad substitute to have in your armoury.
Yeah, a nice little tool to have in the locker. As I'm seeing Nathan Hurst and Jack Hoey going through to do some warm-ups as well.
Yeah, Hoey not being involved a great deal recently, struggling with a bit of an injury. Hurst, of course, played a large role. I think he came on in the 30th minute against Scholling after Jake Adams' knock. So he's there, and as is Freddie Reed. So lots of midfield replacements there. Adams in the box here. Can he find Shaq Gwengwe? He can! Oh, and it's lashed at the goal, but it comes off the backside of Joel White, someone we haven't mentioned much at all, but it has gone out for a corner ball.
Yeah, already Gwengwe not only just come on, but really keen to get himself in the action.
Also seeing that Ollie Balmer is coming on for Winchester. Another really attacking change there.
So they're chasing the 3 points.
And don't we hope that they do get those 3 points? Right, it's a corner here. Jake Adams for AFC Totten plays it into the box. It's there and it's headed away from danger.
Really good delivery.
Yeah, great delivery. Tommaso was there trying to win that header. And then there's a challenge there. A little bit of a cynical kick there by Ethan Taylor. And it's cleared away by Ragay. And it will be a yellow card there for Taylor.
Yeah, one of those. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he did indeed.
Yeah, you may call it cynical. I don't think Jimmy Ball on the management side would necessarily mind that too much. Like using the dark arts a little bit there.
Yeah, exactly that. But it will be a throw-in to Slimbridge. The Slimbridge player's not particularly pleased with the fact that the referee didn't. Well, I don't know what they're concerned about. I think they were concerned about the fact that the advantage was played and then it wasn't pulled back. But I think there was enough of an opportunity to drive forward by the player. I think it was McLean. Headed away there by Williams. Waterfield is chasing it, but it finds Turner. Turner with the ball forward. Taylor looking to dispossess McLean, but he can't.
Yeah, with that yellow card as well, he can't go as strongly into challenges as maybe he would like.
No, and Taylor just nipping at the heels there, but he's going to have to be careful. Played into the box, lifted into the box, and the substitute there is offside. Jamie Martin headers the ball over. Either way, it doesn't matter, but it will be a free kick to Totten for the offside call.
Not a huge number of goals going in around the league, but in terms of goals, you've got value for money over at Highworth. Benjamin Griffiths pull one back for Willand Rovers, and they've gone from two down to just one down with William Richards grabbing another for them. So it's currently Highworth 3, Willand Rovers 2, but no other goals other than that.
Edgy, edgy times in a couple of games here, even though there's not a great deal riding on that at all. Still, they'll want to finish the season with a win.
Absolutely.
Skriniars plays it high into the windy sky here in Slimbridge. Gwengri wins the second ball, but it's just been played into the feet of Yeo. Plays it down the line, and it's out of play off Regay. Looks to take the throw in quickly, but then thinks better of it, and it's given to Jack Spark in that right-back position on the far side. Good header there by Harry Medway, and he has been good with the ball in the air today.
Yeah, with the exception maybe of that corner, they've done very well aerially, but what a time to not get it right.
Medway again wins that header there. Adams with the ball over the top, but it's not found a teammate. But Regay can clear it away now, looking for Gwengri. Finds Gwengri. That's a great diagonal ball there. Now Gwengri looking to chase down the line there. He's dispossessed, but I think he's going to keep the ball in play. He does brilliantly. Down into the right-hand corner. He's got Bourne with him. There's an option there. Finds Bourne, but Bourne has been dispossessed. Can this find to Taylor? We've got interesting news as Ethan Taylor launches it over. And Simba Malambo hits the crossbar. And an acrobatic bicycle kick puts Winchester 2-1 up. Interesting times. So, both AFC Totten and Winchester with 2-1 leads as it stands. Simba Malambo, what an introduction.
Yeah, Simba Malambo, certainly. And that does spice things up a bit. But again, doesn't matter what happens in the other game. If we don't do the job here, got to make sure we secure the 3 points. And while it's just the one goal advantage, it will be the very definition of squeaky bum time.
Exactly that. Williams dispossessed here, and Slimbridge have been in this game right the way through. Now Taylor racing forward, finds Adams outside him, plays the ball forward, looking for Taylor. As both players slide in for it there, and Taylor just sees it run out of play in front of him.
Yeah, beats the ground in frustration.
Joel White there was the player sliding in with him. I've got to say, these updates from Richard Matthews are very quick. I like it.
It's good because the Southern League Vidaprinter has done its usual moment about 75 minutes in.
Always the way. Tommaso with the ball over the top here, hoping Williams is going to chase it, and it's headed back.
I think Williams was maybe offside. That's why he left it.
Yeah, because he wasn't interfering from that first ball, but he would have been if he had chased that ball. And it heads off the substitute, Jamie Martin. A physical presence there, but it goes out for a goal kick. And I tell you what, Amadeus Skriniars is not going to be going to collect that ball and leaves Martin to go and get it for him.
Well, why would you? Again, you need to see this. This is what Schoening demonstrated really well on Monday, was that, especially in the last few minutes of the game in injury time, they took the ball into the corner, they kept it there, tried to keep it out of play for as long as possible so Tottenham couldn't do anything with it. And now it's Tottenham's turn to play that script.
So, Slimbridge AFC 1, AFC Totten 2, as it stands here, as a second substitute for the home side is being prepared. 15 minutes to play here at the Thornhill Park ground. Ball played into the corner there, and Gwengri is not going to be able to get there.
He appealed for it, but I think he knew that it wasn't going to be his. And there is, as you mentioned, the second Slimbridge change.
And it's going to be Mbunga to come off. Mbunga off with Romaine Campbell coming on. As we just get offered a nice drink, which is very kind. But so it is going to be that change. So we see Mbunga come off. And that's an interesting change, because I think Mbunga has played quite well.
He has, but maybe just managing fitness, managing minutes at the end of the season, the last thing you want to do is for a player to get injured last game.
So it's a tense last 15 minutes of the Southern League Division 1 South season here. And I think it's probably the same at the Creek. You would imagine so, wouldn't you, Benj?
I mean, if anything, it's going to be edgier there, because Bristol Manor Farm were in the driving seat.
Now, Adams, heading down the left-hand wing. Ball runs away from him temporarily, but he keeps it. And he's won a throw. He's done brilliantly there.
Yeah, just thinking of the three substitutes that Tottenham could bring on. Jack Hoey, Nathan Hurst and Freddie Reid. Hurst and Reid are probably the more defensive of those.
Look, I'm not going to repeat it on air, but Richard Matthews has tweeted to say that that Bristol Manor Farm have gone behind against Winchester. Just have a little look at the first response by the Winchester City FC staff. I think you'll appreciate that. Ball played through powerfully all the way through to Skriniars, and he's going to take his sweet time there, even with Hawes approaching him.
We should have grabbed Kev. Apparently Mad Marco wants the San Miguel.
Okay.
Philippines finest.
Okay.
The San Miguel, I mean, not...
Might be, never mind.
It's not Spanish, as you think it might be.
Is it not?
Nope.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it either, if I'm honest, but thanks anyway.
Hey, that might come in a pub quiz once.
It might do. And now this is an opportunity here, and Tottenham are going to have to stay awake there, and the header through by... I'm not sure. I think
Romain Campbell.
Yeah,
I think
it was Campbell, and it's gone out for a goal kick. But when it was swirling around in this wind, it was a bit edgy.
Yeah, when the breeze is blowing towards our goal as well, every time the ball goes high, it's going to ask questions of the Tottenham defence and of Amadeus Skriniars in the Tottenham goal.
But as we've said, a one goal lead is never enough. It only takes one goal to be conceded here. And it changes the complexion of the whole afternoon.
Absolutely. Unless Tottenham can grab a third here, it's going to be nerves. There's a lot of nerves going around.
But can they...